这个月是我们的家庭月。
This month is family's month.
所以今天我们的主题继续来探讨家庭。
So today's topic is going to continue about family.
今天的题目是家庭的试炼在风暴中站立的稳。
Today's topic we're talking about the trials you face as family, standing firm in the storms.
所以当我们谈到家庭的时候，我们心里面有一个期待。
When we talk about family, there is an expectation.
我们盼望家庭和睦。
We long for harmony in the house.
夫妻相爱。
The love between husband and wife.
儿女平安。
The peace for children.
我们也希望父母健康。
And we pray for health for our parents.
我们希望一家人能够平平安安的生活。
We hope that the family can live safely.
是往往不是这样的。
But yet, reality is often not like this.
有些家庭中面对夫妻之间的张力。
Some families face tension in marriage between the husband and wife.
有些近前的父母，孩子却离开神，离开教会。
Some godly parents see their children leave the church and drift away from God.
有些家庭面对经济的压力。
Some families face struggle under economic pressure.
有些面对疾病的问题。
Some face the challenges of illness.
有些家庭面对年迈的父母，失智症的父母需要照顾。
Some must care for aging and elderly parents.
有些家庭甚至经历了至亲的离世、意外或无法挽回的痛苦。
Some families experience a loss of loved ones, unexpected tragedies or wounds that cannot be undone.
虽然每个家庭面对的问题都不同。
Although every family faces different problems,
但有一件事情是相同的。
The one thing same.
没有一个家庭能够永远地活在风平浪静之中。
There is no family that lives forever in calm waters.
谁举手说我的家庭就很顺遂，没有经历过一点风波的？
If your family is smooth and smoothly, can you raise your hand?
所以啊，就是家家有一本难念的经啊。
Every family has its own difficulties.
人生总有风暴。
There's always storms in life.
家庭也会总会遇见试炼。
And families do.
所以当这一切发生的时候，我们心里会产生一个问题。
So when these things happen, a question often rises in our hearts.
为什么会这样？
Why is this happening?
尤其当那些很认真的爱主、忠心聚会、跟随神的人。
Especially those who sincerely love the Lord, faithfully worship and strive to follow God.
我们就会想。
And we think,
如果我们爱神，神不是应该保护我们吗？
If I love God so much, shouldn't He protect me?
如果我敬畏神，神不是应该祝福我的家庭吗？
If I fear God, all the more shouldn't He bless our family?
如果我们忠心服侍神，神不是应该让我的道路，让我的家庭道路很顺遂吗？
If we faithfully serve Him, shouldn't He make our path smoother?
我们常常不自觉地把爱神和人生的顺利画上了等号。
Then we unconsciously equate God's love with a smooth sailing life.
仿佛神爱我就应该让我远离风暴。
As if God's love for me should keep me far away from storms.
仿佛神保守我就应该免于任何的苦难。
As if His protection meant I should be spared from suffering.
然而圣经向我们呈现了另一个完全不一样的画面。
Yet Scripture presents a completely different picture.
圣经中有一个人，他敬畏神，远离恶事。
In Scripture, we find a man who feared God and shunned evil.
他爱神也爱自己的家庭。
He loved the Lord and he loved his family.
他不仅自己敬虔，也常常为儿女献祭。
He was not only devout himself, but regularly offered sacrifices and prayed for his children.
如果说要在圣经当中找到一个模范家庭的代表，约伯一定是其中之一。
If we were looking for a model family in the Bible, Job would be that.
然而令人震惊的是。
Yet what is shocking?
圣经并没有告诉我们约伯因犯罪而遭灾难。
The Bible did not tell us that Job suffered.Disaster because of his sin.
恰恰相反，神称赞完约伯之后，风暴就来到了他的家庭。
On the contrary, after God commended Job, the storm came into his household.
财富失去了。
Wealth was lost.
儿女失去了。
His children were lost.
健康也失去了。
And his health was lost.
甚至连最亲近的人也无法理解他。
And even those closest to him could not understand him.
所以约伯记向我们提出一个极其重要的问题。
So the book of Job raises an extremely important question.
如果最近前的家庭也会遭遇风暴，那么一个属神的家庭究竟在风暴中靠什么站立得住呢？
Even if the most devout family can encounter storms, then what enables a godly household to stand firm?
所以第一点我们来看。
So the first point.
风暴无法避免，近前的家庭也会受试炼。
Storms cannot be avoided, and even godly families face trials.
约伯记一章一节。
In Job chapter 1 verse 1, in the land of Uz, there was a man whose name was Job. The man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
约伯记一开始就看，让我们看见一个令人震惊的事实。
At the very beginning of this book, it showed us a shocking truth.
圣经并没有先描述约伯所遭遇的苦难。
It did not describe the suffering Job went through.
圣经先告诉我们约伯是怎样一个品格的人。
In fact, it first tells us who Job was.
神这样描述约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Scripture says of him that this man was blameless and upright.
甚至神自己都评判约伯，世上再也没有一个人像他那样完全。
God himself gave this evaluation to Job, and of Job that there is no one like him, blameless and upright.
所以换句话说，约伯不是一个远离神的人哦。
In other words, Job was not someone far away from God.
恰恰相反，他是当时代最敬虔的人之一。
On the contrary, he was one of the most devout men on earth at that time.
不仅如此，约伯他还是个非常敬虔的父亲。
And not only that, he was also a godly father.
约伯记一章五节。
In Job chapter 1 verse 5, it says, When the period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them,Thinking perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
所以约伯经常这样做。
This was his continuous practice.
约伯关心自己儿女的属灵的生命。
He cared very deeply about the spiritual life of his children.
他为儿女代求。
He interceded for them.
他承担家庭属灵的这样一个遮盖的责任。
He uphold the responsibility as the spiritual leader of his household.
所以我们今天我们要寻找一个这样属灵榜样的家庭的话，约伯完全符合期待。
So if we are looking for a model family in the Bible, Job is the one that meets that expectation.
但是令人惊讶的是
But what is shocking?
在神称赞完之后，风暴就来临了。
It is immediately after God commanded Job that the storms came.
一天之内，牛羊被掳走。
In a single day, his oxen and donkeys were carried off.
仆人被杀。
His servants were killed.
财产没有了。
His wealth was reduced to nothing.
紧接着一场大风刮过，十个儿女全部丧命。
With just the mighty wind that struck the house, all 10 of his children perished.
这是多么大的苦难！
How great of a suffering this is!
甚至后面连约伯自己的身体也遭到了攻击。
Even his own body was being attacked.
短短的两章。
In just two passages,
约伯失去了财产、儿女、健康、尊严。
Job lost everything from his wealth, children, health, and even his dignity.
所以约伯记告诉我们一个不太愿意接受的事实。
So the book of Job confronts us with the truth that we might not want to accept.
敬虔不等于免于苦难。
Your devotion don't exempt you from suffering.
爱主并不等于远离风暴。
Your love for God doesn't mean you are excluded from storms.
忠心服侍神也不等于人生事事顺利。
Your faithful service to God doesn't mean that your life goes smoothly.
很多时候我们心里藏着一个 隐藏的公式。
Many times we carry a hidden myth in our hearts.
敬虔就等于蒙福。
A formula that says devotion equals to blessing.
我们顺服就等于凡事顺利。
Obedience is a smooth sailing path.
爱主就一定要平安。
And loving the Lord will bring me physical peace.
只要我们认真的跟随神，我的家庭就应该比较顺利。
We think as long as I sincerely follow God, my family should be smooth.
但是约伯既打破了这个公式。
But the book of Job breaks this formula.
因为约伯的遭遇告诉我们，有时候最爱主的人也会经历最深的眼泪。
Because from his experience, it tells us that those who loved God most will also walk through deepest tears.
有时候最敬虔的家庭也会遭遇无法理解的试炼。
The most devout families may encounter the most incomprehensible trials.
这并不是说神不爱我们。
This doesn't mean that God doesn't love us.
而是因为我们本身所处的世界就是一个破碎和犯罪的世界。
But by nature, in this world where it's broken, this is where we are.
疾病会发生。
Sickness will happen.
死亡会发生。
Death will happen.
意外会发生。
Accidents will happen.
人与之间的关系会破裂。
Our relationship will be wounded.
我们的人生会遭遇许多无法控制的事情。
Know that in life brings many things that is beyond our control.
所以今天的问题不是为什么我的家庭会遭遇风暴。
So the question today should not be why does my family face storms.
而是当风暴来临的时候，我的家庭靠什么站立
？But rather, when the storm comes, what will my family stand upon?
因为没有一个家庭能够完全避开风暴的。
Because we know that there is no family that can completely avoid storms.
区别只是风暴的形式不同。
The only difference is the form of which the storms take.
大小不同
the small and big.
但是每一个家庭都需要面对一个同样的问题
But every family must face the same question.
当人生不再如我们所期待的时候我们是否仍然相信神爱我们
When life no longer turns out the way we expect do we still believe that God loves us?
我们到底还能依靠什么能够继续持守我们的信仰
On what can we continue to rely and hold fast to our faith?
那个根基到底是什么？
What is that foundation?
所以有一个核心的问题，我们需要勇敢的去承认。
So there's a core issue that we must admit.
所以问题不是苦难本身。
The problem is not suffering itself.
而是苦难会动摇我们对神爱的信任。
Is that the suffering shakes our trust in God's love?
约伯最大的挣扎不只是失去财富和儿女。
Job's greatest struggle was not the merely the loss of his wealth and his children.
他更深的挣扎是当一切发生的时候，他开始不明白神了。
The deeper struggle was this: when all things happened, he no longer understood God.
他的信仰开始挣扎了。
His faith was being shaken.
所以事实上，许多基督徒真正的危机也不是苦难本身。
And in very similar fact, for most of us as Christians, it is not the suffering that is the crisis.
而是当苦难来临的时候，我们开始怀疑神还爱我吗？
The real crisis is when suffering comes, we start to doubt, does God love me?
如果神爱我，为什么他允许这个事情发生？
If God loves me, why does he allow these things to happen?
如果神真的掌权，为什么他没有阻止？
If God truly reigns, why does he not stop them?
这就是为什么很多人的信仰并不是在顺境当中成长，而是在苦难当中被考验的。
This is why many people's faith do not grow in times of ease and peace, but in times of suffering.
因为顺境的时候，我们比较容易相信神爱我们。
Because in times of peace, it is very easy to believe that God loves you.
而是当人生遭受巨大的失去的时候，我们所相信的究竟是神自己，还是神所赐福给我们的祝福，才会慢慢的显露出来。
But when life brings great loss, it reveals whether our faith rests in God Himself, or rather the blessings that He gives us.
我们来看第二点，风暴中的确据，神的爱不会离开我们。
Point two, the assurance in the storm is that God's love will never leave us.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
当我们读完约伯记的时候，会发现一个很特别的事实。
When we finish reading the book of Job, we discover something very striking.
约伯一直在问为什么。
Job kept asking why.
为什么这件事情会发生？
Why did these things happen?
为什么神允许这一切发生？
Why did God allow all these things to take place?
然而到了约伯记的最后，
Yet at the end of the book of Job,
神没有回答约伯所有的问题。
God did not answer any of these questions.
神没有解释每一个原因。
He did not explain every reason.
他也没有把天上发生跟撒旦的这样一个故事告诉约伯。
He did not reveal to Job what was happening in heaven where there was a conversation between him and Satan.
神只是在旋风中让约伯看见神浩瀚的创造的秩序与主权，显现神自己。
Instead, God appeared in the whirlwind of Job's life and showing the vastness of His creation and sovereign order.
于是约伯最后怎么说？我从前只是风闻油腻，但现在亲眼看见你。
And Job finally said, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you."
约伯最终得到的不是一个完整的解释。
In the end, Job received was not a complete explanation.
而是一位真实的神。
But it is his very real encounter with God himself.
这也是许多经历苦难的人最终发现的一个事情。
And this is the truth that many of us discover.
很多时候我们希望神给我们一个答案。
Often we hope that God will give us an answer.
但神到最后往往给的是他自己。
But we realize that what God gives up in the end is often himself.
很多的时候今生很多的事情问题到今生可能都没有答案的。
In this life, there are questions that will never be explained.
然而，即使有许多问题没有答案，
yet even if these questions are unanswered,
神却给了我们一个比答案更重要的确据。
God gives you something more important than these answers.
那就是他的爱永远不会离开我们。
It is an assurance that His love will never abandon us.
因此，保罗在罗马书第八章中说：“我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。”
That is why we understood that Paul says that we work for all things good according to His purposes.
这节经文常常被引用。
This verse is often misquoted.
但有时候也容易被误解。
And misunderstood.
保罗并没有说万事都是好的。
He did not say all things are good.
保罗也没有说爱主的人不会遭遇苦难。
He did not say those who love the Lord will not suffer.
事实上，保罗自己就经历过逼迫、监禁、鞭打和危险。
We know through the Bible that he himself experienced persecution, imprisonment, beatings, and dangers.
因此，他非常的清楚，人生不是一帆风顺的。
So he's very aware that life is not always smooth.
那保罗真正说的是什么呢？
So what is he really saying?
就是即使在最混乱的处境当中，神依然在工作。
It is that even in the most chaotic of situations, God is still at work.
即使我们看不见，神仍然掌权。
Even if we cannot see, God is still in control.
即使我们不明白，神仍然有他的旨意。
Even when we don't understand, God has His purposes.
大家相信吗
？Do you believe?
那么，神这样做的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of His work?
罗马书八章二十九节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to conform to the image of His Son."
很多的时候，我们最在乎的是环境是否改变。
Many times, what we care most about is the changes in our circumstance.
但是神更在乎的是我们生命有没有被塑造的像耶稣。
But God cares most about is whether our lives are being transformed to look like Jesus.
我们希望神除去风暴。
We hope that God will remove the storm.
但神有时候在风暴当中塑造我们的品格。
But yet it is where God shapes us through it.
像他儿子的形象是一模一样哎。
To look exactly like Christ.
我们希望立刻问题被解决。
We hope these problems go away immediately.
神却借着这些经历使我们越来越像基督。
God uses this to mold, use the opportunities to mold us to look like Jesus.
所以这并不意味着痛苦苦难本身是好的。
We're not saying that pain itself is good.
失去亲人是不好的事情。
We know that losing your loved ones is not a good feeling and not a good thing.
疾病也不是什么好事。
Sickness is not a good thing.
人际关系的破碎也不是什么好事。
The brokenness in our relationships is not good.
但神能够在这些事情当中继续工作。
But we know God is able to continue working through these things.
是最终的结果成就他美善的旨意。
And the final outcome fulfills His very good purpose.
接下来，保罗把我们的目光从环境转向了十字架。
So Paul then turns our sight from our circumstance to the cross.
他说，连自己的儿子都舍得为我们众人把他交出来，难道不也把万有和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He said, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us.How will He not also graciously give us all these things?
这段经文是关键。
This is the key of the entire passage.
因为神爱我们的确据，最终不是顺利的人生。
Because the evidence of God's love in our life is not a smooth life.
不是健康的身体。
It's not about having a healthy body.
不是丰盛的财富。
It's not about abundant wealth.
甚至不是无风无浪的家庭。
And not even our family that lives away from storms.
神爱我们最大的确据乃是已经将他的独生爱子赐给我们了。
The greatest evidence of God's love is that He has already given us His one and only Son.
这是事实，你信吗？
This is the truth, and do you believe?
十字架告诉我们。
The cross tells us.
神不是站在苦难之外来探讨苦难的。
God does not stand outside of suffering looking at us.
他自己也进入到苦难当中。
He chose to enter into suffering.
他知道被拒绝是什么。
He knows what rejection feels.
他知道失去是什么。
He knows what
loss
is.
因为他失去过自己的儿子。
Because he lost his own son.
他知道眼泪是什么。
He knows what tears are.
他知道死亡是什么。
He knows what death is.
因此，当我们面对人生风暴的时候。
Therefore, when we face the storms of our life,
我们所相信的不是一位远离痛苦苦难的神。
We know that this is not a God who is distant from pain.
而是曾经为我们受苦的神救主。
But a Savior who has suffered for us.
所以保罗接着发出了一个震撼人心的问题。
So Paul raises a stunning question.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of God?
是患难吗？
Is it trouble?
是困苦吗？
Or hardship?
是逼迫吗？
Or persecution?
是危险吗？
Or danger?
死亡吗？
Or even death?
保罗没有说这些事情不会发生。
He did not say that these things will never happen.
保罗说的是，即使这些事情发生了。
He says that even if they do happen,
他们仍然无法使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
They are powerless to separate us from the love of Christ.
最后，保罗宣告。
Finally, Paul proclaims, "For I am convinced." That neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以风暴会夺走许多东西。
The storm can take away many things.
但有一样东西风暴永远不会夺走。
But the one thing it can never take away.
那就是神在基督里面对我们的爱。
Is God's love represented through Jesus Christ?
这并不能解释所有的苦难。
This does not explain all our suffering.
却能够使我们成为穿越苦难的力量。
But it becomes the very strength that carries us through suffering.
因为支撑一个家庭继续站立的。
Because what truly sustains a family is not how much we possess，
不是我们拥有多少，而是我们知道。
But is that we know，
无论发生什么，神仍然与我们同在。
The assurance that God is still with us。
第三章，风暴中的见证，一生的爱，彼此相爱。
Point three, testimony in the storm, loving one another with God's love。
哥林多前书十三章四至七节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to 7 reads, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no wrong, always hopes, always perseveres."
Okay, 当我们读完约伯记和罗马书第八章之后，会产生一个问题。
After reading Job and Romans 8, we might naturally ask,
如果神在风暴中仍然爱我们，
If God still loves us in the storm,
那么当家庭面对风暴的时候，我们应该如何回应和活出来呢？
So how should we as family respond to God?
答案就在哥林多前书十三章。
And the answer is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
很多人把这一章称为爱的篇章。
Many people call this chapter the love chapter.
也常常在婚礼当中被引用。
It's quoted often in weddings.
然而不要忘记。
Yet please not forget.
保罗写这段经文的时候，面对的并不是一个幸福和谐的群体。
When Paul wrote these words, he was not addressing a happy and harmonious community.
他是写给哥林多教会的。
It was the Corinthian church.
哥林多教会充满了冲突、纷争、自私和骄傲。
This church was full of conflict, division, selfishness, and pride.
因此，哥林多前书十三章不是写给风平浪静的人。
Therefore, this chapter was not written for people in calm waters.
而是写给那些在关系当中充满张力的人。
But it's for people who are in the midst of contention or relationships. This is the storm that they're in.
而且，爱的价值从来不是在平顺的时候被证明的。
And rather, in fact, the value of love is never proven in times of peace.
爱的价值是在压力下被证明出来的。
But rather, it's proven before in times of pressure.
因为当一切顺利的时候，爱并不困难。当一切顺利的时候，爱并不困难。
Because in easy times, in good times, loving each other is not difficult.
当夫妻意见一样的时候，并不困难，爱并不困难。
When husband and wife agree, love is not difficult.
当孩子听话的时候，爱并不困难。
When the children are obedient, love is not difficult.
当家人按照我们的期望生活的时候，爱并不困难。
When family members live according to our expectations, love is not difficult.
真正困难的时候，风暴来临的时候，我们是否仍然可以选择爱？
So the real challenge is this: when storms come, will we still choose to love?
所以保罗说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So Paul says, love is patient, love is kind.
忍耐不是没有感觉。
Patience is not the absence of feeling.
忍耐也不是压抑我们的情绪。
It is not the suppression of our emotions.
忍耐是在困难当中仍然愿意给对方成长和改变的空间。
It is that in the midst of difficulty, we are giving the other person space to grow and change.
保罗说，不做失礼的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易动怒，不计算人的过犯。
Paul continues, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, not easily angered, and keeps no record of wrongs.
风暴来临的时候，人最容易做的一件事就是寻找责任人。
Because when storms come, we know what we do. The easiest thing we do is to blame someone.
都是你的错。
It is your fault.
都是因为你怎么样子。
It is because of you.
夫妻彼此埋怨。
Husband and wives blame each other.
父母责怪孩子。
Your parents blame the children.
孩子埋怨父母。
Similarly, the children blame the parents.
弟兄姐妹互相指责。
Brothers and sisters accuse each other.
我们总希望有一个人来承担责任。
We want to find someone to bear that responsibility.
来减少我们自己的自责和内疚。
To reduce my fault and my guilt.
然后保罗提醒我们。
But Paul reminds us.
爱是不翻旧账。
Love is not our bringing and keeping records of wrong.
爱是不要不断的去追究过往，过去怎么样，都是怎么样。
Love does not endlessly pursue old faults.
那真正的爱和饶恕不仅仅是放下控诉。
True love and forgiveness is not just about letting go of accusations.
也是在家庭当中建立健康的互动模式。
But within the family to build healthy patterns of interaction.
避免相同的坏的破坏性行为反复的摧毁家庭当中的彼此之间的信任。
So that we stop repeated destructive behaviors that erodes trust between members.
爱不是一直记录别人对我的亏欠。
Love is not always thinking about the guilt that someone owes us.
爱最重要的是学会饶恕。
Love is to learn to let go and forgive.
保罗来到整段经文的高潮，他说：“爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。”
Paul reaches to the climax of this entire passage where he says, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
保罗不是说爱会让风暴消失。
Paul did not say that love makes the storm disappear.
爱说，保罗说的是爱能够帮助我们在风暴当中坚持到底。
Paul says that love enables us to endure through the storm.
当家庭有人面对疾病的时候，我们可以继续的陪伴。
When the family faces illness, someone is falling ill in the family, we continue to walk together.
当面对经济压力的时候，爱使我们继续承担。
When the family faces financial pressure, love keeps us carrying the burden.
当家庭出现冲突和矛盾的时候，爱使我们放下自己，学习去沟通。
When the family faces relational tension, love keeps us communicating.
当家庭面对漫长的等待没有回应的时候，爱使我们继续的活在盼望当中。
When the family faces long waiting and suffering, love keeps us hoping.
所以真正成熟的家庭不是没有问题。
So the real true mature family is not one without problems.
真正成熟的家庭是在问题当中仍然彼此相爱。
It is one that continues and chooses to love each other in the midst of storms.
因为家庭的稳固不是建立在一个完美的环境当中。
For the stability of the family is not built upon a perfect environment.
永远不会有完美的环境。
There will never be one that is perfect.
而是建立在神的爱之上。
But it is based upon the love of God.
我们来总结一下。
In summary,
约伯记告诉我们风暴会来。
Job tells us the storm will come.
保罗，罗马书告诉我们神的爱不会离开。
Paul writes in Romans that love will never leave us.
哥林多前书告诉我们，因此我们要彼此相爱。
Corinthians tells us that because of such, we must love each other.
这是一个属灵家庭在风暴当中的见证。
This is the evidence and testimony of a spiritual family in the middle of storms.
所以也许你的家庭一切都很平顺。
Maybe your family has a very smooth sailing life all this time.
感谢神。
We thank God.
如果你的家庭正经历一些压力和挑战，请不要灰心。
But if your family is facing pressure and challenges, please do not lose heart.
如果你的家庭正在走在一个非常艰难的处境的当中的时候，
If your family is walking through a very difficult situation today,
有许多的问题还没有答案。
Where many of your questions are still unanswered,
祷告了很多，好像还没有回应。
Many unceasing prayers without answer.
要相信神的爱从来没有离开过你的家庭。
Please believe that God's love has never left your family.
风暴会来。
Storms will come.
疾病会来。
Sickness will come.
失望会来。
Disappointment will come.
眼泪也会来。
Tears will come.
但神的爱不会离开。
But God's love will never leave.
我们来祷告。
We pray.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们的家庭。
Lord, we thank you for family.
主啊，我们生活在这个世界当中。
That we live in this world.
我们每个家庭都会面对不同的挑战和困难。
That there will be different difficult situations that each of family may face.
求主帮助我们。
May you, Lord, continue to help us.
坚固我们。
Uphold us.
让我们相信，无论环境如何，你的爱从来不离开我们。
Allow us to continue to believe in such an environment that your love will never abandon us.
尤其在不容易的环境当中。
In the most difficult of situations.
让我们把信心放在你那里。
Remind us to put our trust in you.
求主帮助我们能够穿越风暴。
Lord, help us endure the storms.
让我们能够真实的活出一个爱的生命。
Let us truly experience and come to love you and through the life of this.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus.